So South Africa's ports are mostly back to normal, according to government at least, after last week's cyber attack on Transnet's IT system led to real chaos and disruption at the key container terminals. Transnet had declared a force majeure following the attack on the 22nd of July, which essentially means that an unanticipated or uncontrollable event has released it from fulfilling contractual obligations. So the Public Enterprises Ministry putting out a statement saying, while operations have mostly been restored, the force majeure is currently in place and is under review with the intention of it lifting in the coming days. So yesterday we spoke about how this attack was really causing chaos at the ports, perishable foods stuck in containers and freight trucks amid massive frustration from importers and exporters. We are going to speak about that in just a minute, but first, have a listen to Ayanda Shezi, the Corporate Affairs GM at Transnet.
Transnet has managed to restore operations at the ports. The booking system is now operational and customers are using it. This enables the supply chain to get back to normal operations. We are collaborating with the shipping lines to move urgent containers for the automotives, FMCG and agricultural sectors. On the rail side, our trains are continuing to run on schedule as per the train plan. We are also accelerating work to strengthen weaknesses that have been identified in our IT environment.
So that's what Transnet is saying. But the country's meat producers and exporters and importers are saying an urgent action plan by government is required to ensure that imported perishable food containers are rerouted to inland cold storage facilities. They are calling this the perfect storm, saying it's critical that if South Africa wants to avoid chronic food shortages across the country, specifically for the poorest to rely on affordable chicken and meat products such as polony as their primary sources of proteins. This is according to a statement from the South African Meat Processors Association and the South African Association of Meat Importers and Exporters. So let's speak to Peter Gordon, who is the CEO of the SA Meat Processors Association. Peter, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. You're calling this a perfect storm. What is your warning? It sounds ominous indeed.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and to all your listeners. Yes, it certainly is. What has transpired is that while I think the Transnet are quite correct in their statement that port operations are starting to normalize, that's only the first link in a long supply chain. And the supply chain that has been severely damaged is the cold storage capabilities and capacities in Durban. Four of the key cold storage facilities in Durban used to clear frozen imports have been severely damaged. One's in fact been destroyed. And consequently, 40,000 pallet spaces of cold storage capacity is no longer available. And that's resulting in the next part of that supply chain not being there at all. And consequently, we've got a bottleneck from the port to the manufacturers who use the raw material to process things like polony, Viennas and Russians and those kind of products. And what we're asking the Department of Agriculture to do is to come up with an urgent solution or concession which will enable the faster processing of those imports directly to the manufacturers or to cold storage facilities inland where the normal phytosanitary processes can then take place. And we need a very, very urgent solution because a number of our members have run out of raw material. Bear in mind that those storage facilities that were damaged had stock in them that was due to go to those manufacturers. That stock has now all been damaged and looted and burnt, and consequently that has to be destroyed. So there's a huge chunk of the supply chain that is now missing. And imagine a bridge over a river. You've now got a gaping hole in the middle and you can't get from one side to the other. And that's the same a sort of analogy of a supply chain. We're missing a chunk and we need a solution to work around that problem. And that's really what we're asking for, an urgent intervention by the department to give us some kind of concessionary relief until some normal supply chain is restored.
So just to give people a sense of that bottleneck that you spoke of and just how serious the situation, there are currently 290 reefer containers. These are temperature controlled containers requiring an urgent cold storage remedy. So how big is that? How do you quantify that in terms of what kind of stock is being moved?
Well, what we import every month, so first of all, South Africa doesn't produce MDM, mechanically deboned meat, and that's the core of the raw material used in the production of processed meat products. We import about 16,000 tons a month into South Africa, of which 75% routes through Durban. So that 169 containers of 20 tons in a container is quite a considerable amount of raw material that vendors are requiring from Bloemfontein to Pretoria to produce, including some of the Durban suppliers, and there are suppliers in obviously places like East London and in the Eastern Cape who also need raw material. And they all source their raw material through Durban. So it's critical for the wider industry. It's not an industry, you can't say this is just a Durban problem. This is a national problem, but specifically here we're talking about inland manufacturers and the Durban-based manufacturers whose raw material supply chain has been severely damaged through the events of the last 2 weeks. And they need an urgent remedy. They need an urgent solution. And that's what we're asking for.
And have you got a response from government on this, Peter?
Well, we've been dealing with them for quite a while. They've come back and said that they're looking at options, that they are considering various alternative ways of assisting. But we haven't got the kind of urgency that we're looking for. We haven't got the kind of response that we'd like to have. We've put forward proposals to the department and said, these are options on the table. Would you consider them? But we haven't had any definitive response in terms of these are the options that are being considered or not considered. I've actually tried to contact them again this morning, and they couldn't take the call, and they just said that they will get back to me later.
Well, that's disappointing. Peter, thank you so much for chatting to us. Peter Gordon is the CEO of the SA Meat Processors Association. Yesterday we spoke to AgriSA. I've also heard the citrus guys on the radio as well. And you can actually hear the desperation. They are just so frustrated at the moment because this is a perfect storm. You have the looting that's taken place and the impact there. And now we've had the cyber attack on the ports as well. And they are warning that this is a perfect storm. We could see food shortages over the coming weeks. And there just doesn't seem to be that urgency there. As Peter has said, there is no urgency from government to deal with this.